Now, if you have some questions, we'll have some questions and answers. As you can see now how I'm doing, I'm not going to read, you know, each paragraph or each chapter. What I'll do, I'll pick up the important parts which I want to explain and which I want to edit on a little bit, what I haven't said in the here, you know, and really I would encourage you to read. And then, you know, when these two come together, then your sort of understanding, I hope, will grow. So not completely rely on only what I've said here, and also not only rely on this book, you know, to really bring the many things together, then, it, you know, the understanding will grow. Okay. Questions? Anyone has any questions? There's one, first here. Okay.
Why in the verse number 2 it is saying understood and the third one is going to be realized? What's the difference between understanding and realizing?
Okay. Realizing can be just experiencing. You know, the understanding is not necessarily experiencing it. For example, if you understand the dukkha, the suffering, it not necessarily you are experiencing suffering. Realizing, experiencing, that is really more you are experiencing it. You know, when you say the cessation, to the cessation of suffering and origin of suffering to be realized, that means you are experiencing it. Also, you are understanding, but also you are experiencing it. But in the first noble truth, for example, Buddha fully understands the suffering, but he is not experiencing the suffering. So that's different.
The experience of suffering, experiencing it, you know, is also some kind of thing that we need in order to realize that there is suffering.
Take an example, a cook. A cook who knows every single ingredient to make that delicious cake, and also how to bake, what the temperature, and everything. So he or she understands how to make that delicious cake. But not necessarily he or she eat it that, experience that delicious, isn't it? So that sort of example is there. Yeah, that's why saying fully understood, not saying realize. I mean, you can use that, realize he realizes other people's suffering and like that, but here the understanding has some, yeah, that's the purpose. Anyway, here, can you pass down the microphone?
Is it okay to ask a question about something?
Yes, yes, yes.
On page 18,
page 18. Yes.
In the first two lines.
Yes.
The question I have is regarding the first line. Okay. The second line seems quite easier if you have something that's impermanent, then it's in a state of constant change. And so it can then engage with other phenomena. And they can cause. But in the first one, if something is permanent, how can it relate to anything else at all? How can it give rise to anything else? So what I don't understand is that due to the existence of this that arises, what is the difference between that and the next line?
Yes. And this Seedling Sutra, this quotation, sometimes, you know, these three lines are explained, the dependent origination, dependent arising, in a three different levels of dependent understanding, understanding of dependent origination. So the dependent origination, if it is dependently originated, it not necessarily be in permanence, in a very, very subtle level, in a subtle levels of dependent origination. So, say for example, you know, the whole and the parts, these two are not cause and effect, because these two are, you know, coexist. If it is cause and effect, they cannot coexist. You know, the cause come first, result come later. But you know, the whole and the parts, they are, you know, these two are dependently originated, they are dependently arising nature, but they are not cause and effect, because they are, you know, the exist, what's called coexist, you say? Yeah, exist simultaneously. That is the second levels of dependent origination. And the third levels of dependent origination in a more subtle level, which, I mean, people who, this will come in the fifth module when you talk about emptiness. This, you know, the dependent origination in the subtle level. So the in the dependent origination in the subtle level, it's really, you know, not necessarily something, something produces something, something makes something. It is, you know, because this happened, that happened. Not necessarily this will produce this one. Not necessarily this will, you know, come into being from this one. But simply because this happened, that occur. For example, to say, you know, when you talk about over there, because over here, if over here is not there, here it not exists, you can't talk about over there, isn't it? But over there, you know, doesn't arise from over here. It's simply just, you know, that sort of, there are many things like that. You know, it's sort of simply because of this happened that occur. But what is occur not necessarily arise from here. Understand? So that's here what this first line is talking about. Due to existence of this, that arises. Okay, that's mine. Can you use the mic? Yeah. Okay.
So you were really talking about duality in that last...
Duality in what sense you're talking about?
Oh
yes, you can. In that sense, you can talk about duality. Yeah, yeah.